welcome to the podcast where you will heal the relationship with yourself, unlearn the limiting beliefs that tell you it's better to blend in than stand out, and realize that you are more than enough. You are incredible. I am your host, Susan Padrone, an intuitive personal stylist and award-winning author featured in InStyle and many publications accessible all over the world. I am a tattooed queer mom who is showing up to give you the gentle nudge or emotional hug, whichever you need, so that you can give yourself the permission to be you. This is the Susan Padrone Podcast. I want to share a quote with you from one of my clients. What she shared with me was so perfect to include in this episode, I just had to share it with all of you. So here's what she said. I never really thought about working with a personal stylist before. I think many of our introductions to stylists are celebrity stylists or these shows, and they always seem so rude. Obviously, I knew I wasn't going to get that with you, but something that you do that is so powerful is you really make people feel cared for deeply. And that is such a gift. I felt so cared for. I think it's a beautiful thing that you offer in addition to making them look sexy and fierce, amazing, and badass. I love it. I mean, she's not wrong. Like, the majority of the general public doesn't know what a personal stylist is. And just like my client said in the quote that I shared, she never really thought about it prior to meeting me. It's just not a service that everyone needs. You know, everyone knows about doctors, dentists, hairstylists, mechanics, etc., because it's practically impossible to live your life without needing someone in those careers. A personal stylist is not as necessary as a doctor, clearly. Trust me, I'm okay with that. I'm not putting myself down by saying that. It's just a fact. For the people that do know about personal stylists, similar to what my client said in her quote, they usually associate them with celebrities or traumatic makeover TV shows. Celebrities do use stylists for red carpet events and press engagements, but, you know, for me at the moment, about 99% of my clients are not celebrities. So how does a normal person, someone who's not a celebrity, know when they should hire a personal stylist? One of the most common reasons that I have clients reach out to work with me for the first time is when they have gone through a life transition. And a life transition can look like a lot of different things. For example, it can look like experiencing a change in size, whether you need to go up or down a size. You know, when their clothes no longer fit in a way that feels comfortable for them. A life transition can look like recently getting divorced, becoming single, or wanting to pursue dating. Often people reach out to me when they've changed jobs or they started a new position at their job. You know, sometimes they contact me because they've come out of that haze that is parenthood, right? They have gone through pregnancy, delivery, you know, childbirth, raising a newborn, getting through the toddler years, and finally they feel like they can catch their breath and they're looking around, ready to get dressed, ready to kind of get back to some kind of normalcy, and they don't feel like they have anything to wear. I know that 100% happened to me. I was all set to, you know, start going out back into the world, you know, going back to my job when I was still teaching. And I looked in my closet and none of it felt like me. You know, there's still clothes that I held on to that I was expecting to be able to fit in to, you know, after my body had settled, you know, after having a baby, that I just didn't feel like wearing anymore, or that just, again, didn't feel like me. So there's a lot of different ways that a life transition can show up, and your style is almost always impacted by that. So a lot of the time, that's when people reach out to me and they're like, hey, Susan, I need your help. Another reason that my clients want to work on their personal styles because they feel like they're in a style rut. They're either bored with what's in their closet or they're tired of wearing the same clothes or styles all the time. They often feel like they just wear the same things over and over again, and they just don't want to do that anymore. Usually this looks like getting caught up in a clothing loop where you have an outfit default or a uniform that feels comfortable for you. But instead of being comfortable and feeling like an expression of you, it just feels comfortable and boring. When it comes to colors, a clothing loop can look like defaulting to wearing all black all the time. With a self-created uniform, it can look like wearing a turtleneck and jeans, or a t-shirt and jeans, or a hoodie and leggings over and over and over again. You know, feeling like you just grab the same combination of clothes or the same colors of clothes, and you just get stuck in that loop. So how do you know when it's time, or if working with a personal stylist is the right decision for you? First, you have to be willing to trust the process and try something new, because you don't want to hire a personal stylist who's going to shop for you the same way that you shop for yourself. You know, you're reaching out to a professional because you're not satisfied with the outcome of the way that you've been doing things, the way that you've been shopping. You want a different result. You want someone who is going to guide you through what might feel a little scary. You know, sometimes we have an initial no response when we're trying something new. You know, I've seen that all the time, not all the time, a lot of the time with my clients where, you know, they try something that I feel like is a little bit of a departure from what they would normally gravitate towards, but still feels aligned. And they try it on and they're like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. This feels scary. Like it just, they might not say it feels scary, but they might, I can see it in their body language. I can feel it in their energy. They are trying on something that's a bit more bold, but I can see that there's something there, that they still have that connection to it, but they have that initial no response. They're like, ooh, I don't know. I can't. Can I? I can't. Maybe. No, I can't. And then they give it a day, maybe even less than a day. And like, you know what? Actually, I like this. I really like this. So it's really important that you take that time to sit with it, you know, give it a minute to settle on your body, and then try asking yourself again, like, hey, what do I really think of this? See if it's still a no, or maybe it's shifted more towards a yes. And it can be pretty exciting. So if you're not willing to budge, and you think you're the only person that knows what's best for you, then a stylist is not the kind of professional that you should be working with. Yet we're just not. You know, if you're really like, nope, I know what's right for me, me and only me, then you're wasting your money on investing in a personal stylist. I've had to release clients, fire clients, however you want to put it, when they have just been very insistent that they know what's best. And despite the fact that I've had conversations with them saying, you know, hey, you hired me because you were not satisfied with the way that you were doing things before. So you bring in a professional, we come in, we try to show you things in a different light. And, you know, sometimes people just aren't as ready as they think they are. So you really want to make sure that you are ready if you feel like it's time to start working with a personal stylist. You know, if you're ready to try something new and you want help to do it the right way, you're ready for a personal stylist. It's that simple. So think about it this way. You're like a caterpillar, right? Who's starting to build their chrysalis. You're feeling that itch for change and growth. Like you're ready for it, but you don't want to do it alone. Because let's be real, a caterpillar doesn't just build his chrysalis, pop out some wings, and become a butterfly. No, no. They get messy. They break down, turn into literal mush, rebuild, and when everything's ready, that's when they come out as their gorgeous butterfly self. So don't worry. We'll probably get a little messy emotionally, but you won't turn into actual mush before going through your transformation. If you're thinking, you know, you've been listening to this episode and you're like, oh my gosh, yes, Susan, I want this. I want you to help me with my personal style journey. Head on over to the show notes, book a style consultation call, and we can begin the process together. Until next time.
Thanks for taking the time to listen. The best way to support this podcast is to subscribe and leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts.